Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that we can come together and learn from your word. Lord, we come with hearts of expectancy today, Lord, to receive your word. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, today we're going to have Miss Cherish speak for us. And this is discipleship training. For those of you who don't know, during this time, people come up that have, you know, requested to, and they speak and they share what the Lord has been laying on their heart. And this is a time where we can grow and learn to share the gospel and train up in sharing the gospel and spread the good news to others. And also, when God lays something on someone's heart and they come up here and speak, I want you to respect that and, you know, give that reverence, because the Lord has put something in their heart, and that's God speaking to us. So we need to reverence that and expect to receive a good thing from God. Amen? Amen. Miss Cherish, you want to come up here and we'll pray for you? Ben, you want to pray?
Dear Father God, I thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for all that you've blessed us with, Father God. And I pray that when Ms. Cherish speaks, Lord, that you just speak through her, Father God. I thank you that the entrance of your words bringeth forth light and life, Father God. I thank you that we'll all have ears to hear and hearts open for your word, Father God. In your name I pray, amen.
Good morning, everyone. Well, a couple weeks ago, the Lord laid it on my heart to talk to you guys about being led by the Holy Spirit. And so I asked Luke, because the day I asked him, he had talked about believing that God has given you something, even if you think it's a small thing. And so I had been thinking about this topic for a week or so, and there had been a moment when the Lord had been like, you need to talk about that at church. And I was like, oh, everybody at church knows about that. I don't need to talk about it, God. Why do I need to talk about it? But anyway, Luke got up and he spoke, and it encouraged me to share what the Lord had been laying on my heart. So I approached him and said, hey, Luke, can I talk next week? And he said, well, you can't next week, but the next week we can put you in there. So that's what I'm going to talk about. But I want to precurse what I say to say that I'm going to share with you a lot about my own relationship with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, you know, works with people in different ways. And so whatever I say, if it doesn't seem, as you know, you go on and take steps, then that he works with you in the exact same way, don't feel like it's not as if the Holy Spirit is operating through you, because he is. You know, if you know the Lord and he resides in you, then the Holy Spirit is operating in you, and he desires to talk to you just as much as anyone else out there. But if things don't equate exactly the way they equate for me, please don't feel like it's not working, okay? Because it is working, okay? But I'm just going to share with you a few things that have really revamped my walk with the Lord. And I would say in the last 5 years, or 6 years, or 7 years, there are two things that have changed my life the most. The first thing is discovering who I am in Christ, and the second thing is discovering how to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And both of those things are a process. It's not today I'm going to decide I know who I am in Christ, and I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit today, and then tomorrow I'm 100% there. It is a process, and it's something that, you know, you learn through time and through your relationship with God. But the key is, on the day that you decide to hear the Holy Spirit and listen to him, he is speaking. Okay, right then, right there. As soon as you ask Christ into your life, the Holy Spirit comes into your heart, and he's speaking to you. But the problem is that our lives are cluttered, our minds are cluttered, etc. Okay, so I'm going to start. Really, for me, I think I decided or endeavored probably a couple years ago to really listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, because the Lord, I had been saying, you know, Lord, I really want to know what your plans are for me. And he just enlightened me to the idea that in order to know his plans, and there's a verse in the Word that says, you know, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, etc. You know, there were many times I would read that and I'd think, yeah, that's true, but I don't 100% get it. But the Lord had spoken to me, you know, if you can listen to my Holy Spirit and hear what I tell you day to day, then you'll begin to understand that I have plans to prosper you. and to give you a hope for the future. But it is in knowing how to listen to me and listen to my spirit that you'll understand those plans and understand that there's that hope. So in 2008, I get stuff from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I received this prophecy that he gave in October of 2008. And just to kind of set it up, this is right when the elections were going on, et cetera. So some of it is in reference to the elections, but it is still very true today. So I'm just going to read it to you. It says, "Don't pay attention to or make any plans based on what the media says or what the candidates say." That's me telling you it's in 2008 having to do with the election. It says, "Stand on my word in John 16. Pay attention to me. I, the Holy Spirit, will obey verses 13 through 15. I will show you things to come. I will heal you through troubled times. I already have the plan for you, and it is very good. I follow it. It will not only get you through, it will place you in a very high place, a rich place, a strong place of victory." And I want to go, before I finish, that's only the first chunk of it. I want to go to a scripture and read the scripture that's being referenced. It's John 16, verses 13 through 15. If you could just go there quickly. Because this is very, very important to understand and know. And just to give a little background, you know, Jesus went to heaven and he didn't leave us without help. The Holy Spirit is our great help, you know. The Holy Spirit is, he is a person. He isn't some lofty, floaty thing hanging out there. He's a person. He has a personality. He has character traits. And all of those character traits are replicas of the character traits of the Father and the character traits of the Son. Okay? So it's very important to recognize, I'm saying that because it's very important to recognize him as a person. But he is a person that indwells you. Okay? But his great job in our life is to be our comforter, to be our counselor, to be our friend, to be our teacher. Okay? Great counselor, comforter, friend, and teacher. And it's so important to recognize that. And that's one thing that I'm not going to talk about a lot today, but that's one thing that has helped me is that whenever I have moments when I desire to have a friend and there's not a friend to talk to or not a friend that I trust to talk to, I know that the Holy Spirit is my friend. Okay, when I need a counselor and I don't sense that the people I'm surrounded by can counsel me, he is the one I turn to for counsel. Okay, when I need to be taught, he teaches me. Okay, but if you have turned already to John 16, I'm actually going to start in verse 12 because this is what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. he says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." And it's important to understand him saying that because our walk with God comes in phases. You know, he teaches us so we can understand more. But when he, the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth, and he will not speak on his own, but he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you, and all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. And the key for me in that scripture, when I received this in the mail, I went to this verse. I was like, what's that say? Because this is pretty powerful stuff. Powerful as in, I will obey what is said. I will show you things to come. I will heal you through troubled times. Already I have the plan for you, and it is very good. I follow it. And the word says, he will not speak on his own, as in the Holy Spirit won't speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So he won't speak on his own, and he'll speak only what he hears. And the key to that is he hears exactly what the Father speaks, because he and the Father have a divine connection. He is a part of the Father, okay? So when the Holy Spirit speaks, the one thing that you can bank on is that he is saying what the Heavenly Father says. Okay, and that's one of the great merits and the great values of knowing the Holy Spirit and having an intimate relationship with him. We've been talking about intimacy, is that you can go to him and say, okay, what's the Father saying about this, Holy Spirit? Help me know that. And he'll say, this is what the Father says. And in that, there's just this great peace that comes as he tells you what the Father is saying. Okay, So he says, your guarantee is that he'll speak only what he hears. So you can picture him in the throne room of heaven, you know, and he and the Father, you know, are having their talk about me for the day. And the Father is saying, Holy Spirit, this is what the Cherish needs to hear today. These are the things that she's going to need to hear, and these are the moments when she needs to hear them. Okay? Does it make sense? I mean, it's kind of a, it's a cool picture. I like it. You know, it's like the Holy Spirit's hanging out. Okay, we're on Cherish right now. What's she need today? These are the things that you're to speak to her heart. Okay? And he will tell what is yet to come, and that's the cool thing. He'll tell you what's yet to come. And the Father knows exactly when you know need to know what's yet to come. And so he'll tell the Holy Spirit, okay, today you need to tell Cherish this. Okay? Now the key to it, though, is that I've got to listen. But moving on. I want to tell you just before I read, I'm going to read the rest of this prophecy, I promise. But I still want to focus on the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Now, in my life, I've heard about the Holy Spirit since I was yay big. I can't remember a time not knowing about the Holy Spirit or hearing people talk about the Holy Spirit. But many times people will get up and they will say, and Pastor Mitch does this sometimes, they'll say, you know, last night I was sitting and the Lord spoke this to me. And when they say that, they're saying that the Holy Spirit spoke something to them. And, you know, oftentimes they'll say, share with you what has been spoken to them, and it's a great thing. And oftentimes my thought has been, wow, in the past I should say. And sometimes still today I have that thought, but I do something about it. I'll say, man, I wish the Holy Spirit would talk to me like that. How many of you said that? Nobody said that? Come on! You cannot tell me you never said that! Okay, I'm the only one in the world that said that. Anyway, there have been moments where I have thought, wow, I wish the Holy Spirit would speak to me like that. I want to hear his voice in that way. Because when I've heard them speak, they speak with a confidence and a boldness that I've sensed that I haven't had. And I've thought, wow, you know, I want to hear what they're hearing, but not only that, I want to have that boldness and that confidence to know and understand that what has been spoken to me is truth, okay? And so, and it's happened too, as I read the Bible, there are men and women in the Bible. For instance, there's a story in Acts, and you can in fact go there. Let me make sure I'm in the right place. I believe it is Acts 19:11. If it's not the right place, I'll just tell you the story. Got a lot of places marked in my Bible here. Acts 19:11, please be the right place. All right, well, it's not exactly the right place. But there's the story of Peter and the eunuch. Anybody know that story? There was an angel of the Lord that came to Peter and told him to be in a certain place. When he went to that certain place, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, I want you to stay because there's going to be a man coming along in a cart, and I want you to speak to him. Well, the man came along in the cart, and he got up into the cart with the man. And the man was a eunuch, and he happened to be reading a set of scriptures from the book of Isaiah. And the man didn't understand what was going on in the book of Isaiah. So he said to Peter, hey, what is this? I don't get it. And so in that moment, because Peter first listened to the angel that came to him and said, go here. And then he listened to the Holy Spirit, which he had developed that ability to listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, stay here. I want you to talk to that man. He gets in the cart. The man shares his need, which is his lack of understanding of the word. And in that moment, Peter was able to share the gospel of Christ with the man. And the man was able to receive Christ and receive his salvation. And it says that in that moment, too, right after that, Peter was actually translated elsewhere. I can't remember where he was translated to, but he was gone. The eunuch didn't see him anymore. But the eunuch didn't care that he wasn't there. He was thrilled because he had Christ. Okay, so what I'm saying is the purpose of being able to understand is so that we can share with people and be there. To be a support to them, etc. Okay, but I've read that story a number of times and thought, it's so cool how he was in that very moment in time and he heard the Holy Spirit say, I want you to do this one specific thing, which was a very simple thing, just hanging out and then talking to this guy. But because he was able to hear that specific thing, he was able to share the gospel with this man. Okay? And there's story after story I've heard of men and women of faith who know how to listen to the Holy Spirit, and they're in the right place at the right time, and these amazing things happen simply because, not because they're amazing, or, well, they are amazing, but simply because they have honed in that skill of being able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and obey him, okay? So the key is hearing him and obeying him, okay? So moving on, going back once again to chapter 16 of John. I should have told you to hold your place since I had the wrong verse. But again, just to reiterate the first point, the beginning of the prophecy again says, don't pay attention or make any plans based on what the media says or what the candidates say. Stand on my word in John 16. Pay attention to me. I, the Holy Spirit, will obey. Verses 13 to 15. And I will show you things to come. I will heal you through troubled times. I already have the plan for you, and it's very good. I follow it. It will not only get you through, but it will have a place. It will place you in a very high place, a rich place, and a strong place of victory. So the next part says, you will have to discipline yourself and be diligent to listen to me. All the other voices will have a plan, a word, an idea for your future and security. Don't listen to Babylon's system. It will fall apart. My system is stronger than ever, and my kingdom is flourishing. The blessing is the place to be. So the first thing is, in this prophecy that he gives, he guarantees through the word in chapter 16 that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will come and he will guide you into all truth, and he will speak, won't speak on his own, but he'll speak what the Father says. All right? So that's your guarantee. So therefore, since there's that guarantee, there's a need to learn how to hear him. Okay? And so in there, in the prophecy, it says you have to discipline yourself and be diligent. So the Lord has been speaking to me immensely about diligence. And what does diligence mean? Anybody tell me what it means to be diligent? This is the part where you're going to participate. What does it mean to be diligent? How many would qualify yourself as diligent? Okay. Let me ask you this, and I am 100% not asking this to condemn you because this is an area that I struggle with. One thing that the Lord has specifically spoken to me in my life is that it is necessary for me to arise early in the morning and spend time with him. And that means when it's still dark, because it talks about rising and spending time with him when it's yet dark. Okay? And throughout Scripture, it talks about that being diligently seeking him. That as you rise early, that you're diligently seeking him. How many of you that raised your hand and said you were diligent rose early this morning and sought the Lord? Okay, that's good. That's a sign of diligence. And the Lord, has the Lord worked that out in you? Was it easy at first? Because for me, I'm still working at it. I'll tell you, this week, I was 3 for 7 days in getting up early and seeking the Lord diligently. Not to say I didn't, in those other 4 days, spend time with the Lord. But what I'm saying is getting up early, okay? Now I'm saying, again, I started at the beginning and said, this is how God's working with me. Just because I'm saying I'm doing this, don't everyone feel condemned or anything like that. But what I'm saying is that diligence isn't just, well, somebody tell me what's diligence. I didn't get that finished yet. What's diligence? Somebody give me a definition of diligence. Your definition. What does it mean to be diligent? To be persistent, to do something daily, to be disciplined, okay? Mike? Constant pursuit. Nick? Do what God wants you to do till you get it done. Little Keith Moore, get it done. To be thorough, I like that. So be persistent, to be thorough. In other words, don't cut any corners. How many of you cut corners? Come on, I do it all the time, okay? Who else? Anybody else? All right. Well, let me find my verse here. I have a verse. I promise I do. we'll go to the chapter 31 of Proverbs. Now, boys, this applies to you as well. I know that you're not, you know, women, but I believe that the Proverbs woman, at the end, it says that her children rise to call her blessed. I believe that her male children rise to call her blessed, too, because she has set a great example for them. Okay? I just want to give you an example of someone who's diligent. So that's why we're going to this. Because this woman was a hard worker, I tell you what. All right. So start in verse 10. It says, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband is full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands, bringing for her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark, and she provides food for her family and the portions for her servant girls. Now, when I read that, I don't believe that that food that she provides is just the physical food that they need. I believe that that's spiritual food, because I've read about a lot of women who say you need to arise early and spend time with the Lord. And one of those women is Gloria Copeland. She actually instilled in my heart the desire to get up early, because she said in a sermon one time that basically when she began to rise early and seek the Lord, there were issues going on in her family with her children. And she said that as she did that, the Lord began to reveal to her the things that she could correct in her own life and the things that she could do for them to aid them. Okay, so what I'm saying is, rising early to seek the Lord, there's this like secret key to it. And it's this moment in time when the sun is not up yet where the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you what the Father wants. And the other example is Jesus. What did he do often? He would rise early and he would go off and pray while everyone else was sleeping. And I 100% believe that the reason that he would do that early in the day is because in that time frame, the Holy Spirit was empowering him to do all that he was supposed to do. You remember I said I had this vision that the Holy Spirit would be up in the throne room of heaven and God would say, this is what Cherish needs today. I believe that happens early in the day when the sun's still up there, still hidden. The Holy Spirit gives, or the Father gives the Holy Spirit all that stuff that we need. And so that's exactly how it worked for Jesus, because Jesus set our example. Okay, he would rise early and he would pray. And I remember I would feel so bad when he would get mad at the disciples, the story where he gets mad at them and says, what, could you not wait just a little while? You know, he's saying to them basically, you lazy bumpkins, you couldn't stay awake, you know? I mean, it's just the reality of it. You know, if you want to be diligent, what do you have to do? Overcome your flesh. For me, what do I have to do in the morning? Get myself up, overcome my flesh, okay? But if you desire to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, it's one way to do it. You have to diligently do it. Now, again, I'm saying this is how God's working with me right now. So don't feel, you know, I'm not trying to bring condemnation into your life, but hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit is a diligent act. This prophecy again says, you will have to discipline yourself. And the Lord says, those that seek me will find me. There is this action of seeking him, and seeking him is getting up and spending time with him, okay? And be diligent to listen to me. All the other voices will have a plan and a word, okay? Now, I'm gonna close it up there because time is coming to an end. But I just want to tell you just a little bit of how I know this is a lot, you know, like, got to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, but I want you to know it's easy, okay? Here's what a friend asked me a couple weeks ago. You know, sometimes we're talking and you'll say, the Holy Spirit said this or said that. And I didn't even realize that I did that, because there was a time in my life when I didn't do that. And I remember hearing people say that and thinking, I want to do that. But I told this friend, you know, this is what happened. I received this prophecy that I just read you, and I really meditated on those verses in chapter 16. And here's what I started doing when I would get up. I would be driving to work, and I would say, you know, good morning, Father. Thank you, Father, for this day. And then I started talking to the Holy Spirit, because through a lot of studies, I've gotten revelation that he is my friend, that he's a person, and that he needs to be spoken to and respected, okay? And so I would say, Holy Spirit, I thank you so much that you have heard everything that the Father has said, and that you are going to tell me everything that the Father has said and given you for me today. And so I said, I would start to say too, I thank you that I have ears to hear, that my eyes see, and that my heart is sensitive to receive exactly what it is that you're speaking to me. So I ask that, you know, if there's anything that I need to put aside or ask for forgiveness for, that you would help me to know that, so my ears would be open, my eyes would be sensitive, and my heart would receive exactly what you would say. Okay, now, if you do that, I 100% guarantee you, you will begin to hear from him. If you start doing that on a daily basis, saying, I want to hear what the Father is saying through you to me. Okay, it's guaranteed in the Word. It's guaranteed in story after story. But what you must do is put forth the effort and say, speak to me, because I know that you will speak to me. Okay? As you're diligent to do that, I believe he'll speak to you. Now, sometimes it won't be like, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's this great thing in your life. I'll tell you, for instance, this week, one of the days that I woke up, I spent time, I read, you know, and it was just seeming kind of like I'm just doing this. And for a moment, I got quiet, and I told the Lord, I'm like, Lord, I'm not getting anything right now. And he said, I just want you to continue to get up and do this. And that's simple, right? But as I pondered it throughout the day, and I told somebody about it too, they thought, well, you know, I kind of got the idea that even though in the morning that didn't seem so great, God was telling me, I want you to continue getting up, because as you continue to be diligent and disciplined in it, they are great and mighty things that I need to tell you. But you've got to be disciplined so that you can start to hear it. Okay, I think I'm done.
Praise the Lord. Thank him that he speaks to us. Amen? Amen. All right, let's close with prayer. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that you speak to us. I thank you, Lord, you spoke through Miss Cherish and delivered your word to us today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, we can receive that and apply it in our lives. In your name I pray. Amen. We've got a few minutes while they get ready for service.